The perfect picture, the space and time splitter, the Augustan calendar plumb line. We all know what common error means. Please.
Watch this. Rhymes and poetry.
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to just do it.
What is happening? You are right here on Rhymes and Poetry in 2020. This is my second show of 2020. Super excited for what is going to happen this year. Last year, I started a train of a little sum-sum. But before we get into all of that, this is Rhymes and Poetry right here on Active FM. This is your girl, Nazi Lee. If you're looking for us because you just don't know where to find us, simply find us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. Otherwise, you can simply find us on our socials, which is on Facebook at ActiveFM, otherwise on Instagram at ActiveFM777, the number of heaven. If you're looking for Rhymes and Poetry, simply find me on Rhymes and Poetry 777, the number of heaven. So we are going to some little Le Francois poetry. I don't know if I said that right. Listen, I've always believed in my heart and in my head that French was my second language in my mind. So this is something that comes natural to me. Should have been the first show I did when we started doing poetry around the world, because I am a French person by nature, like, duh. But this is a real thing. We are gonna go into some quick music. This is Reactive, entitled Conquering.
Hi, I'm Alvarenda from Open Doors, and you're listening to Active FM.
Taken by temptation,
holding on
to my salvation,
holding on
distant to impregnation. Cannot be defeated.
I guess I'm undefeated.
Not in my DNA.
This victory I'll repeat it.
Jesus leading me in a victory procession.
No weapon formed will prosper.
He'll fight for me.
That blood that dripped from the thorns,
it gives me victory.
And I'm just living in victory. Losing has become my history. And if my God is for me, then nothing can come against me.
Hey! hear this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, I am. Bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
The French language is beautiful, but when strung together to paint lovely pictures and create lyrical melodies in French poems, it becomes even more so. This is why the French have always been immensely proud of poésie, which is poetry in French. Listen, I said that right. I don't care who says what. My accent in French is the one. And the enduring works of great masters such as Victor Hugo, Pierre de Ronsard, Alfonso de Lamartine, Charles and Paul Verlaine, and so many others continue to be read today. French poetry covers a lot of topics, from blissful heights of love, which is what I thought French poetry will be about. Because, you know, French is the language of love. So I've always thought in my head that French poetry is only about love, because it's the land of love. But I also asked another question in my previous shows. What if German was known as the language of love, and then French was known as the language of scary people? Right now, we'd be hearing people go, mademoiselle. And then we'd be like, ah, it's gonna kill me! And then we'd be hearing people going, good luck, I love you. And I'd be like, oh, that is love. But now, because obviously we know the Germans to be like the people with the, I kill you, I break your neck. Now we think that it is scary. And now, because when the French people say, je t'aime, now we're like, oh my goodness, that's so. And then, like, everybody loves the French accent, but that's besides the point. But regardless, whether it talks about the heights of love, the depths of the melancholy and the despair it brings, regardless of whether it talks about the profound or the mundane, French poems evoke a lot of emotion through the use of carefully expressed words to capture different thoughts and moments. I love that description. In the article I was reading, they were basically giving us like 5 poems that were about love in French. And obviously the poems were written in French. I could read out the poems in French because it would sound awesome because of my very awesome accent and because I know how to read French. But I chose to read them in English for the benefit of you guys, because you guys don't understand French. Our first poet is Victor Hugo, and his poem is Demain des Louables. Flip it. My accent is like really good. And basically, it means tomorrow at dawn. And it is a short and poignant poem about his visit to his daughter's grave. That is so sweet. This poem was first released in 1856 in Hugo's collection called Les Contemplations. Contemplations. I don't know how to do this thing with the French thing where like roll everything and make everything sound good. But I know that is what it was called. And basically, this is a very sad poem about, well, not sad, depends on how you see it. I mean, if the person's in heaven, it's not a sad thing that they've passed away. But it says tomorrow at dawn, and this is how the poem goes. Tomorrow at dawn, at the hour when the countryside whitens, I will depart. You see, I know you wait for me. I will go through the forest and over the mountains. I cannot stay far from you any longer. I will trudge on, my eyes fixed on my thoughts, ignoring everything around me without hearing a sound. Alone, unknown, back stooped, hands crossed, saddened, and the day will be like night for me. I will neither see the golden glow of the fallen evening, nor the sails going down to Harfleur in the distance. And when I arrive, I will place on your tomb a bouquet of green holly and flowering heather. And you can listen to the poem basically on YouTube. Beautiful, beautiful writing. I must say, it evokes a lot of emotion. Obviously, it's been written from a place of sorrow. So in the poem, you sort of feel what he was going through when he was writing the poem. I mean, for a parent to lose their child is a very sad and tragic thing. Many, many times you often think of it in such a way that the children will be the ones that bury their parents. It's not like a fun thing, but like just because of the age gap, you don't expect parents to bury their kids. And obviously, speaking about the visits to his daughter's grave, and I can understand how difficult that must be. And you sort of in his poem understand the grief that he goes through, and basically he speaks about it from the point of view where his days literally turn to nights because of the sadness that he's in. He's in a deep pit of sadness, of grieving, and his sunshine, which is his daughter, has been taken out of this world. And obviously that is one of the biggest features of this poem. The next one is by Guillaume Apollinaire. I feel like I said that right. And it's called Le Pont Mirabeau. Ha! Listen to my French. I love this language. Le Pont talks about lost love by likening it to the flow of the river Seine under the Mirabeau Bridge in Paris. The poem was first released in 1912 and re-released in 1913 in Apollinaire's collection called Alcools. Today, you can see a plaque containing the first part of the poem on the wall in Le Pont Mirabeau in the Paris overlooking the Louis Berlot Quay. And basically, this poem must have been one of the biggest things. It formed part of the culture of the French to a point where they've literally put it on. And the poem is entitled Mirabeau Bridge, which is the bridge in Paris. Under the Mirabeau Bridge, the flows of Seine and our lives recall how then, after each sorrow, joy came back again. Let night come on bells and end the day. The days go by me, I still stay. Hands joined and face to face, let's just stay so. While underneath the bridge, for our arms shall go, weary of endless looks, the river flow. Let night come on bells and end the day. Days go by, me still I stay. All love goes by as water to the sea. All love goes by, how slow life seems to me. How violent the hope of life can be. Let night come on bells end the day. The days go by, me still I stay. The days on weeks pass beyond our ken. Neither time passed nor love come back again. Under the Mirabeau Bridge, there flows Seine. Let night come on bells and end the day. The days go by, still I stay. And this is another sad poem. I mean, I remember back then in the days when like life was like depressing and sad. I wrote about a song about love and love literally being the enemy. And I wrote about it from the perspective of it being a thief and how it comes and it steals from us and how it was basically a sad poem, not realizing that the same love I was talking about is God, because God in his definition is love. But it's very sad to see poetry in this sense, because then you understand the heartbreak that has come before it. And basically he's speaking about the fact that love comes and goes by, and like it literally leaves you broken. And he's gone into a state of literally not believing in love anymore, where he's like, love is not even like a real thing. It's just like something, a fiction of the mind that we create in order to make ourselves feel more comfortable, in order for us to be emotionally stabilized, but it's not a real thing. And we do know that love is a real thing. We do know that love exists. But in order for you to know love and in order for you to experience love, you need to know God. And many people have pushed that idea away so far that they might never be able to experience love. But by our testimony and by us going out into the world and telling people about it, man, people will know about the gospel of Jesus and experience love like never before. And these sad poems about love will turn into poems of hope and of joy. But before we get into the next three poems, we're going to take a quick breather.
Thank you. tempestad, como estrellas en el cielo en esta fría soledad.
Tan fenomenal, tienes algo que te hace especial.
Y ese perfume que tiene tu cuerpo, esa mirada tierna que me eleva. Jamás pasé por esto, no te miento. Pensarte tanto el pulso me acelera. Necesito de tu antídoto. Un beso tuyo es un electroshock. Mami, contigo yo lo tengo todo. Mami, contigo yo lo tengo todo. Lo tengo todo, lo tengo todo. Lo tengo todo.
French poems which have been translated into English for the benefit of you guys, because I understand French, I can read it and I can pronounce the words. And at number three we have Arthur Rimbaud, and it is called Le Eternight. Listen, it's a real thing, this thing that I'm like pronouncing here. This next French poem is one of the works of Arthur. This poem is rather thin in appearance, but quite profound in meaning. But whether you choose to dissect the thought behind the words or simply enjoy the words as is, there is definitely something about the poem that tugs one's heartstrings. And this is how it goes. It's basically eternity, what I was trying to pronounce in French. It means eternity. And this is how it goes. It has been discovered. What? Eternity. It is the sea fled with the sun. Sentinel soul, we whisper confession of the empty night and the fiery day. From human prayers and from common spirits, you free yourself and thus you fly. Since from you alone, Satan embers, duty breathes, no one says, at last. No hope here, no emergence, knowledge with patience, torment is certain. It has been rediscovered. What? Eternity. It is the sea fled with the sun. And basically you can listen to this poem, and many people have this conception of eternity. And if you look in the heart of man, people want to live forever, and people don't understand where that desire comes from. But that desire has been placed inside of you by God, because he knows there is an eternity out there, and he wants you to live with him in eternity. And many people don't grasp the concept of eternity, and which is why my favorite line in this poem is the line, the two lines rather, of the stanza, and it's repeated throughout the poem. It is, it has been rediscovered. What? Eternity. I love those poems, because those lines, because it basically speaks about the fact that we have rediscovered our eternity. And at number four we have Marceline Desbordes. This one is called Valmore, Les Roses Decide. And this is one of the most known works of Marceline and was published in 1960. Short, sweet, and somewhat nostalgic, it is up to the reader to decide if it is a love poem or not, or if it should be taken for its obvious interpretation or to look for hidden meanings. Now, we all know that, like, in poetry, we all look for hidden meanings in the poem because, like, writers, and I know this in myself, I don't like say things outright in my poetry. There's always something that you can find somewhere in the background that I'm trying to mean in my poems, and that's why we interpret poems as such. You can read it for what it is, or you can actually look for a deeper meaning. That's what I love about poetry. It's the essence of poetry. And this poem is entitled The Roses of Sa'di, and this is how it goes. I wanted to bring you roses this morning, but I had closed so many in my sesh that the knots were too tight to contain them. The knots split, the roses blew away, all blew off to sea, borne by the wind, carried to the water, never to return. The waves locked, red as if inflamed. Tonight my dress is still perfumed. Breathe in fragrant memory. That's a beautiful poem, and I would consider that a love poem. And it's basically a poem about wanting to bring someone roses. Obviously, like, in order to, like, interpret poetry and find a meaning beyond it, you need to read line by line. You need to go into the background of the writer, what they were thinking when they were writing it, what was happening in their lives when they were writing it, what circumstances led them to writing it, in order for you to understand subliminals that might have been put in the poem by the author. At number 5, we have Jules Laforgue, and it's called Triste, Triste. And our final poem is another one that expresses sorrow. The title itself means sad, sad. And this work by French symbolist poet Jules is all about contemplating sadness in life. When you're down and troubled and need a sorrowful yet beautiful French poem to keep you company, look no further. And this one is entitled Sad, Sad. I contemplate my fire, I stifle my yawn. The wind weeps, the rain streams against my window. Next door, the piano plays a ritornello. How sad is life, how slowly it flows. I sing to our earth, atom of a moment, in the infinite screen of eternal stars, to the few that have deciphered our feeble eyes. To all that inexorably closed to us and our type, always the same comedy. Vices, griefs, melancholy, sickness, and then we make lovely golden dandelions blossom. The universe reclaims us, nothing of ourselves endures. Nevertheless, let everything down here continue again. How alone we are, how sad is life. And we're not alone. Like, this is something that, like, hurts my heart. Because you hear a lot of people that think that they're alone in this world, man. They think that God has left them. They think that they are nothing now and that they'll never amount to anything. And it's very sad to hear such things because God has not left us and we're not alone. And He's always with us. That's the one thing. And also the sorrows of life, it's basically coming from living a life that's unpurposed. When you don't have purpose, your life is sad. It goes slowly. Nothing ever works out. It's boring. Why is this taking too long to happen? But if you live a life of purpose, you live a life where you're not writing sad poems anymore. Where you're writing poems of hope. And that's basically how I feel about it. But we are going to take a quick breather and I'm going to see you right after this.
Hi, this is Marlon Van and you're listening to Active FM.
Since we are talking French poetry, I thought I'd end off with some fun facts about France. And basically these are a few of the fun facts I read. And the French government gives medals to citizens who have successfully raised several children with dignity. So they give medals to good parents. And then the second one is there's only one stop sign in the entire city of Paris. In France, you can marry a dead person. Why would you want to do that, though, when there's so many other people that are alive? But Yeah. And then the next fun fact is, 1 in 5 people in France have experienced depression. Yo, that is like, they have a hectic rate of depression. Therefore, for the city of love, wow, it's a lot. Making it the most depressed place country in the world. Wow. And then, did you know that French toast isn't French? Joseph French advertised the modern toast, but forgot to add the apostrophe. Louis XIV was the king of France for just 20 minutes. So they literally had a president for 20 minutes of their whole lives. And those are just fun facts about France. I've loved doing this show on French poetry. To find out more poetry around the world, we are going to keep going through all the countries around the world until we know about all the poetry around the world. But this is Naughty Lee signing out for another week. Peace out and God bless ya.
Activism. Christ music is heart music.
Thank you. anointing pour out as my praise goes forth. We call you, man.